and gentlemen, Merry Christmas. 今天讲到的经文是在路加福音十五章十一节到三十二节。耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子，小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把产业分给他们。过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资产，既耗尽了一切所有的，又遇着那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来，于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发他到田野去放猪，他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。他醒悟过来，就说，父亲，我父亲有多少雇工，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配成为你的儿子，把我当做一个雇工吧。于是起来，他往父亲那里去，相依还原，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的金像，连连与他亲嘴。儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配成为你的儿子。父亲却吩咐仆人说，把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上，把那肥牛肚牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐。因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的，他们就快乐起来。那时大儿子正在田里，他回来离家不远，听见作乐跳舞的声音，便叫过一个仆人来，问是什么事。仆人说，你兄弟来了，你父亲因为得他无灾无病得回来，就把肥牛犊宰了。大儿子却生气不肯进去，他父亲就出来劝他。他对父亲说，我服侍你这多年，从来没有违背过你的命，你并没有给我一只山羊羔叫我和朋友一起快乐，但你这个儿子和娼妓吞进了你的产业，他一来了，你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。父亲对他说，儿，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的，只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。谢谢上帝的话语。
Hi everyone, today's Bible reading is from Luke chapter 15, verses 11 to 32. Jesus continued, There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, Father, give me my share of the estate. So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living.After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to feel in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, How many of my father's hired men have food to share? And here I am, starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him,Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men. So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.But the father said to his servants, Quick, bring out the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So they began to celebrate. Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard the music and dancing, so he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on. "Your brother has come," he replied, "and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound." The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, "Look, all these years I've been slaving away for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours who has squandered your property with prostitutes comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him." "My son," the father said, "you are always with me and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found."
弟兄姊妹朋友，圣诞节快乐
！Friends, Merry Christmas。
今天我们是很特殊的日子。
Today is a very special day.
而且是特殊加上特殊。
And special and even more special.
可以特殊到一个地步，从我开始侍奉到今天没有发生过这样的事。
Special to the extent that this is the first time in my entire ministry.
就是在受洗的当天有人决定要受洗。
Is that someone decided to be baptized on the day of the baptism?
在受洗之前几分钟的功夫告诉我我要受洗。
Only a few minutes before.
这个真是我们非常非常的感恩。
We are very thankful.
那个能不能麻烦两个弟兄把那个喇叭往前移两米，可以吗？这边两位，这边两位，可以吗？帮助这个喇叭往前移两米，谢谢。要不然我们一开声音大，它就会吱吱响。好，谢谢。好，应该没问题了。哇，真的有点热，抱歉。今天是圣诞节
，Today is Christmas。
可是，事实上，耶稣是不是生在今天呢
？However, was Jesus truly born on the 25th of December?
其实。我们并不知道
No one knows.
只不过教会的历史上选用了今天来作为纪念主耶稣的降生
But in church history, the church decided to celebrate his birth on the 25th of December.
主耶稣的降生到底是哪一天
On what day was Jesus born?
圣经里边没有记录
The Bible does not say.
教会的传统上也没有记录
And church tradition does not record it.
耶稣的降生我们要欢喜快乐
We should be happy for Jesus' birth
但是耶稣基督的降生是他真正为我们受苦的开始
But his birth was the beginning of his suffering for us
所以耶稣基督的降生那一天没有人知道
And nobody knew on the day of his birth
耶稣生在什么地方
Where was he born?
圣经有记录
The scripture does say
但是我相信正常人不会想到
But I'm sure nobody would expect it.
他生在畜生的棚里
He was born in a feeding pen.
然后他被布包起来放在一个牲畜吃草的那个草里头
And was wrapped in a cloth for the cow feed.
这个就是创造天地万物的上帝为爱我们开始了他这样的人生道路
This is the place where the creator of the world started his life for us.
我明白教会历史上这一些创作诗歌的人都非常爱我们的耶稣基督
I understand all the songwriters in church history really loved Jesus.
所以他们把耶稣降生描述得很漂亮
And so they described his birth very beautifully.
这个我们今天看到很多那个圣诞节的装饰
And we can see many nativity sets.
那个耶稣放在马槽里面
When Jesus is in the manger.
那个马棚还放光
And the manger is shining.
这个然后有人来拜他
And people are bowing to him.
其实这都是错误的
But all of this is false.
这个那些东方的博士来拜耶稣的时候
those wise men who came,
耶稣已经大概两岁了。
Jesus was already 2 years old.
早已经不在马槽里了。
He was not in a manger anymore.
到马槽里边的人
，the people who went to the manger,
只有几个人
，only a couple of people.
谁？是那个旷野里边那些的牧羊人
，the shepherds from the wilderness.
所以他们到马槽里边来敬拜。
They went there to worship him.
所以教会历史常常把这些东西都搞混掉。
And church tradition has confused these things.
然后说那是平安夜，圣善夜。
And they say it is the silent night, the holy night.
其实那晚上又不平安又不圣善。
It was definitely not silent or holy.
那是罗马人大大的这个。杀戮犹太人的那个晚上
It was a night of Roman oppression.
很多很多的犹太人被钉在十字架上
Many Jews were crucified.
所以那不是一个平安夜也不是圣善夜
It was definitely not silent and nor holy.
普世欢腾救主下降
All people worship the new king.
圣经说他来到自己的地方自己的人却不欢迎他
The scripture says he came to his own people but they did not welcome
him. 所以根本没有普世欢迎
No one was welcoming him.
救主下降的时候
When the Savior came,
是非常非常孤单的
He was very lonely.
是没有人知道的
Nobody knew.
是非常的卑微的
It was very humble.
卑微到一个地步是他生在马槽里的那种卑微
Humble to the extent he was born in a manger.
为什么
Why?
弟兄姊妹为什么
Why?
今天我们有几位十位要接受洗礼的
Today we have 10 members who are willing to be baptized.
11位吗十位十位有一位坐在旁边的是跟我一块要帮助洗礼的你看着穿袍的有十一位但是有一位不是
Actually, one of our brothers here is an assistant not to be baptized
所以要受洗的弟兄姊妹和我们已经受洗的弟兄姊妹或者是你现在还没有受洗的朋友你要了解
And so brothers and sisters, we must understand
耶稣来到这个世上到底为什么
Why did Jesus come to the world?
圣经给我们很多教训。
The scripture teaches us many things.
很多人以为圣经是一个教导我们行善的一本书。
Many people think that the scripture is an ethical book.
弟兄姊妹，圣经是一本什么书呢
？What kind of book is the Bible?
我们说圣经是上帝给我们立约的书。
We say that the Bible is a covenant between God and us.
立约干什么
？What is the covenant for?
干什么？就是刚才我们唱的那首诗歌立约让我们回家
Just as the song we sang before, to go home.
从亚当犯罪以后
From the time of Adam's sin.
人类失去了他灵魂的家乡
All humanity has lost their spiritual home.
所以那个故事的里面
And so in that story,
描述那一个失丧的那个儿子
It describes the lost son.
在地上在他离开家以后跟妓女吞进了他的父亲的产业
When he left his father, he wasted his wealth.
这正是我们今天人类的写照
This is exactly what humans do today.
你觉得今天的人类很好吗
Do you think humanity is good?
你觉得今天你过的日子很高兴吗
Do you think your days today are happy?
你知道今天我们的世界已经越来越不适于居住了
Do you know that our world is less and less inhabitable?
这些日子我们是不是大家都注意到了北京的雾霾
These days, do we notice the fog screen in Beijing?
我们说再过几年以后世界上最贵的东西不再是我们的房子和汽车
In a few years, the most expensive things will not be our house or our car
而是我们的空气和淡水
But will be our oxygen and fresh water
还有健康的食物
And healthy food
其实我们今天生活在一个垃圾的桶里面
Actually we live in a trash bin
我们生活在人和人之间没有真正的相爱亲情彼此照顾常常大家彼此冷漠的那种环境的里头
We live in a very unhealthy society
也许我们觉得我们还不错嘛我们有房子有车嘛
Perhaps we think we are well off because we have a house or we have a car
可是我们常常用外在的拥有来麻醉我们内心的需要
But we often distract our true needs with our outward belongings
有人说宗教是麻醉人的精神鸦片
Some people say religion is the opiate of the people
大家同意吗
Do you agree?
同意吗
Do you agree?
至少我同意
I agree
宗教是个非常害人的东西
Religion is a very bad thing
那个宗教像什么呢
What is religion like?
那个宗教就像那个回家的孩子所想的那一套的话怎么跟他爸爸说
It is like all the words that the lost son thought of when he would go back to his father
我们以为我们来到教会
We think that we come to church
我们做一些宗教行为
We do the religious actions
哎呀我们这忏悔
We repent.
啊，我们唱诗赞美上帝。
We worship God.
我们以为我们讨好上帝吗
？We think that we have done good for God.
上帝说，我根本用不着你讨好。
God says, I don't need that.
其实我们今天上帝在我们心上只有一个心愿。
Actually, God wants only one thing for us.
你认识他而回家。
To know Him and to go home.
耶稣在地上的时候说过一句话。
Jesus once said something.
这是整个新约圣经里边主耶稣正式。讲论所说的第一句话
It is the first thing he said in his ministry.
在整个 New Testament, the Bible, the first record of Jesus' preach.
The first record of his preaching.
哪一句话？哎，虚心的人有福了，
Blessed.
因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are the meek, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs.
Poor in spirit. 这中文翻译的和英文翻译有点不大一样，所以它听起来不大一样。就是那个心灵。饥渴的人，心灵穷乏的人。
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
那么今天我们很多人用我们外在的虚假的那一个拥有来麻醉自己的心灵。
And today we use our outward belongings to dull ourselves.
所以我们现代化是麻醉人的精神鸦片。
And so our modernism is the opiate of our people.
所以我们的科学是麻醉人的精神鸦片。
Our science is the opiate of the people.
今天我们的道德修养包括我们的宗教行为是麻醉人的精神鸦片
Today our ethical teachings and religion is the opiate of us
因为这些东西都是我们忘记了我们的心灵原来是离开我们的家乡已经流落在世界上很久很久了
Because these things make us forget that our spiritual belonging has been lost
圣经告诉我们
The scripture tells us
如果在今生有限的这个岁月里面
If in our limited times today
你不相信上帝给你的立约你认罪悔改回家的话
If you do not understand God's covenant and return to Him
你将永远失去回家的机会
You will lose the opportunity forever
那么这个永远失去回家机会的人
And those people
那么他将来永远的结局就是与上帝永远的分离。
Their result will be to be separated forever.
那么这一个永远的分离叫做地狱。
And this eternal separation is called hell.
我相信很多人读过路加福音15章的这一段的故事。
I'm sure we are all familiar with Luke chapter 15.
那么主耶稣讲论的这一个比喻
And this parable that Jesus is speaking of
可以说是整个基督信仰的最精髓的那个信息
is a very good description of the Christian life.
当大家读这段经文的时候
when we read this passage,
不知道有没有过一个疑问
I don't know if we have a question.
就是有人曾经问过我这个问题
Someone asked me,
就是说这个上帝为什么造一个分别善恶树呢
Why did God create the fruit of the tree of good knowledge of good and evil?
那么为什么这个浪子要离开家的时候这个爸爸你不让他去不就行了吗
How come when the son wants to leave the home, the father doesn't stop him?
这个儿子他要家业他要走这个爸爸没拦着哦。
This son, he wants his inheritance, but God didn't stop him.
有人给我讲过这么一个比方。
Someone gave me this example.
他说假如家里有一个冬天我们在北方都要烧炉子的。
So in the north, sometimes we have an oven or a heater.
在中国的时候啊。那么冬天烧炉子的时候如果那个小孩他要去摸一下那个炉子。
And in the winter, if the child wants to go and touch the fire,
那么他会把手烫了对吗
he will burn his hand.
所以通常家长都会把这个炉子周围放些东西如果家里有小孩的话。
And so normally the parents will surround it with some protection.
那么免得叫小孩子碰到。
So the children will not touch it.
可是上帝为什么没有把这个东西把它包围起来叫人不要碰到呢
?How come God did not protect this dangerous thing from us?
而是给了人机会好像神没有拦阻人。
But it seems like God gave us the opportunity to go and do it.
弟兄姊妹当孩子小的时候你会这样做、
When your children are small, I'm sure you will do this.
当孩子大了的时候你还会这样做吗
But when they are grown up, will you do the same?
我们相信我们不会的
I'm sure you won't.
现在我的孩子正在成年的这个过渡期、
Now my children are becoming adults.
他们很快都搬出去了
Soon they will move out.
搬出去危险吗
Will it be dangerous?
会的可是我会拦阻他们搬出去吗
But will I stop them?
不会的
I won't.
我们在座很多很多的中国大陆来的学生
We have many foreign students here.
甚至有很多学生从很小的时候，十五六岁就一个人到海外来留学了。
And some have gone away to study from a young age.
甚至很多小女孩也这样子的。
And some young girls.
危险吗？
Is it dangerous?
很危险。
It's very dangerous.
为什么家长没有把你锁在家里，还把你放出来呢？
How come your parents didn't lock you up at home?
因为你是一个独立的人。
Because you are an individual.
你必须学习独立。
You must learn to be individual.
你必须要面对各种的挑战。
You must face challenges.
才能够使你成熟起来。
So you can become mature.
你才能够成为一个真正独立的人。
And you can become truly independent.
那么当这一个孩子要离开家的时候，
And when this child wants to leave their home,
他心里边其实已经不在家里边了。
Actually, their heart is not in the home already.
他的父亲非常的清楚。
His father really knows.
把他留在家里是没有用的。
To hold him at home will do no good.
让他去吧。
Let them go.
让他去体会一下离开家是什么感受。
Let them experience what it means to live on their own.
或者有一天他能够回来。
Perhaps someday they will come back.
在这一个故事的最后里面，最后的那句话。
And the final line in the story.
他说我这个儿子是死而复活的。
It said he has come back to life.
这个孩子是失而又得的。
The child was lost and is now found.
请问弟兄姊妹。
Let me ask you.
这个孩子是什么时候死的？
When did he die?
是什么时候失去的？
When was he lost?
是他出去以后吗？
After he left?
不是。
Not after he left.
是他在家里边的时候。
When he was at home.
是他在想往外走的时候。
When he wanted to leave.
他的心已经死了。
His heart is already dead.
他的心已经出去了。
His heart is already gone.
不过他暂时还在家里。
But he was temporarily
at home. 等啊等啊等。
Waiting.
等到他爸爸允许他可以走的时候。
Waiting for the opportunity to leave.
他终于可以走了。
He can leave.
所以他在家的时候就已经是一个浪子了。
And so when he was at home, he was lost already.
我们怎么知道他在家的时候已经是浪子了？
How do we know this?
主耶稣讲了大儿子的故事。
Jesus spoke the story of the elder son.
那么那个大儿子就是在家里没走的。
The elder son did not leave.
这两个孩子虽然生活在不同的地方，
These two children, although they lived in different places,
这两个孩子都是浪子，
they are both lost.
但是等到这个小儿子回家的时候，
But when the younger son came back,
死而复活，失而又得了，对不对？
He was lost and was found, right?
可是这个大儿子呢？
What about the elder son?
还在做浪子，
still lost.
那么他们做浪子的那个根结在什么地方呢？
Where is the most critical point?
你看这个小儿子这个经文可以打出来啊。这个小儿子回家的时候，
We can see when the younger son goes home,
他有点不好意思。
He's a bit shy.
哎呀，他就觉得我要怎么办呢？我要回去面对我的父亲。
He's embarrassed to face his father.
所以他就想了一套他自己想说的话。
And so he wrote himself a speech.
再往前，再往前，再往前，再往前。其实这段话就可以了。其实这段话就是他在外边过不下去的时候所想到的那段话。
This is the speech he thought of when he was unable to live anymore.
我通常把这些话称作宗教。
I call this religion.
称作基督徒的祷告。
I call this the Christian's prayer.
很多人以为这个叫做悔改。
Some people think this is repent.
其实这个不是悔改。
This is not repent.
这个是什么？
What is it?
这是什么？这段话叫什么？
What is this called?
这段话想要给他自己解脱，想搪塞他的爸爸。
This is to solve his problems and
他并没有认错，他只是觉得说，哎呀，我得罪你了，我现在要回家，为了回家，你怎么接待我呢？所以有种情况下，就是像我们到了庙里边去烧出香，哎，烧出香来贿赂贿赂你，然后你就可以接受我了。
It is like when you go to the temple and burn some incense and you think God will accept you.
我们来到教会也是一样。
And we come to the church to do the same thing.
说这套鬼话给上帝听。
To say these words for God.
这个是我们常常的想的问题。
These are some things we think of regularly.
所以浪子，这两个儿子都是浪子。
And so the two sons are both lost.
为什么是浪子？
Why are they lost?
一直他回家的时候，其实他往家走的时候，你不要觉得他不是浪子了。
Even on the way home, he is still lost.
直到他见了他爸爸说这段话的时候，他还是浪子。
Even when he met his father, he said these words, he's still lost.
他为什么是浪子？
Why is he lost?
因为他不认识他的爸爸。
Because he doesn't recognize his father.
是他的爸爸。
He doesn't understand his father.
今天我们很多基督徒也不认识我们的上帝。
Today many Christians do not understand our God.
也不认识我们的主耶稣基督。
And we do not understand our Lord.
为什么不认识他呢？
Why not?
因为我们常以小人之心度君子之腹。
because we have a servant mentality.
因为我们用我们的想法来想上帝。
Because we think of God in our own way.
因为我们都是自私的。
Because we are selfish.
所以我们想上帝可能也是自私的吧。
And so we think maybe God is also selfish.
我们常常不原谅别人。
We do not forgive others.
我们也不相信上帝真的会原谅我。
We do not believe God will truly forgive us.
所以虽然我们生活得很痛苦。
And so even though we suffer.
可是我们不敢回到上帝的面前。
We are embarrassed to go before God.
有很多人要受洗了。
Many people want to baptize.
他们说我还不够格。
But they say, I'm not ready.
我当年入党的时候党还考验我。
the political party would not accept me.
所以今天我来这么神圣要当基督徒了难道不考验我吗
And so I'm not holy enough to be a Christian.
这完全不明白我们信耶稣是怎么回事。
They do not understand what it means to be a Christian.
圣经里边这是主耶稣自己讲。
And Jesus said this.
那么这个主耶稣讲的这个父亲其实就是他自己。
And when Jesus speaks of the Father, he is speaking of himself.
他心里边说这个他远远的看到这个孩子回来了。
In his heart, he sees the child from far away.
圣经这个中文翻译的不大好，就是说他的这个慈悲的心就在他里边发动。
And it is written that his heart was moved.
其实原文里边是他压抑不住他慈悲的心。
In the original Greek, it says he was unable to suppress his heart.
所以他就跑，老远就跑过去了。
And so he ran out to meet his son.
跑过去以后，不是说你这个臭小子，你终于回来了，是不是
？And not to rebuke his son.
而是什么
？But
什么？抱住他就亲他。
But to embrace him.
你知道抱住他亲他的时候，那个时候的动作表示什么
？You know what kind of action this is?
表示什么
？What kind of action?
表示忘我。对不对 ？Forget himself， 忘记他自己了。
It means he forgot himself。
犹太人，特别是大家族的那些人，都是很尊贵的。
The Jewish people are very respectful。
和中国人是一样的。
Just like Chinese people。
他们留着胡子。
They grow their beards。
穿上袍子。
They wear their clothes。
走路的时候目不斜视的。
And they walk with their back straight。
不像我这个做牧师的，到了之后衣服就脱了。
Not like me。
很多牧师出了汗还要穿袍子的。
Many pastors still wear their clothes and their sweating。
当然今天我也忘我。I forget myself。像大卫踊跃跳舞。
Just like David when he was dancing。
所以当那个为什么他当他儿子回来的时候他会忘我
Why would he forget himself?
什么东西使他冲动
What would cause him to be so moved?
什么东西使他如此的冲动
What would cause him to be so moved?
受洗的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
已经受洗的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
将要受洗的朋友们
For friends
记住这一件事
Remember this
一个字
One word
哪个字爱
Love
爱
Love
弟兄姊妹跟我说一遍好不好
Let's say it together
爱把嘴张大一点我们的天父爱我们
Our Heavenly Father loves us
我们已经把这个世界搞得乱七八糟了
We have already ruined the world
耶稣讲了一句话
And Jesus said a thing
耶稣说我要去了
He said I will go
去干什么去干什么为你们预备地方了
To prepare a place for you
当年耶稣创造了这个世界
In the day God created the world,
美好的不得了。
It was beautiful.
你在中国在雾霾的里面，你才知道澳大利亚看看天上的星星有多么宝贵。
In China, you will realize how nice it is to be able to see the stars.
起初上帝创造的这个世界叫多么美。
In the beginning, God created the world beautiful.
我们今天永远看不见那个美的世界。
We will never see that again.
一去不复返了。
Never again.
可是这一位爱我们的耶稣
But Jesus who loves us
他在离开这个世界之前的时候
Before he left the world
那是他马上就要上十字架了
When he was about to be crucified
马上要为我们的罪去牺牲他自己生命的时候
When he was about to die for our sins
他没有说你们这些混蛋是你们的罪导致了我上十字架你们知道吗
He didn't say curse you, it is all your fault
他没有这样说
He didn't say this
他说你们可以放心
He says relax
你们不要怕
Do not be afraid
你们信上帝也信我
Believe in God and believe in me
可是我去要为你们预备地方了。
I go to prepare a place for you.
预备好了，就要再回来接你们。
And when it's prepared, I will come back.
你知道等了两千年了，弟兄姊妹。
And we have waited over 2000.
等谁呀
？Waiting for who?
现在就要等你。
Waiting for you.
因为外邦的数字要填满。
Because the number is not yet fulfilled.
他愿人人悔改，不愿一人沉沦。
He wants everyone to be saved, not a single to be lost.
可是现在还不够。
But there is not enough.
现在加上十个了。
Today there's 10 more.
还不够。
Still not enough.
还有多少
？How many more?
大概就缺你一个了。
Maybe you.
他说我预备好了还要再来接你
He said I will come and get you when it is ready
我通常问一句话
Sometimes I will ask something.
弟兄姊妹，你知道这种话是什么人向什么人说吗？
Who will say this word?
这种话什么人向什么人说？
Who will say it to who?
是爱上一个姑娘的小伙子跟他的许诺。
A young man will say to his lover.
这个时候是一个白马王子。
The knight in shining armor.
一个王子。
A prince, Prince Charming.
遇见了一个灰姑娘。
And when he meets the lovely princess,
是一个这个很糟很灰姑娘应该翻译成什么
？Not a lovely princess, a normal girl.
啊？对呀。然后呢，他就跟他说，他说你等着。
And he says, just wait.
我回我父的王宫里边给你预备一个王宫。
I will return to the palace and prepare it for you.
等我预备好了，我来迎接你。
When it's ready, I will come for you.
你要成为我的这个王后。
And you will be my queen.
将来有一天我要当王了。
And when I will be king.
耶稣走的时候就说这句话。
And Jesus said this.
跟当时的使徒说的。
To his disciples.
也跟你我说的。
To you and me.
这就是他爱我们。
This is that he loves us.
这就是他跟我们之间的关系。
This is his relationship with us.
这就是主耶稣讲的浪子回头的比喻，那个真实上帝为我们所预备的。
This is the true meaning of the prodigal son.
受洗的弟兄姊妹。
Sons and brothers and sisters to be baptized.
当这个浪子回到家里的时候
，When the prodigal son went home，
这个父那个父亲跟那个仆人说
，The father said to the servant，
他说快把那个上好的袍子拿来
，He said quick get the good robe，
把那双鞋和那个戒指拿来
，Get the shoes and the ring，
给他穿上
，Give it to him。
那仆人没有问说哪双鞋哪个戒指
，The servant didn't say which one，
表示什么意思
？What does this mean？
爸爸早就为他预备好了。
It means the father prepared it already.
在那等着你呢。
It's waiting for you.
你不要以为今天你受洗是个偶然的事件，不是的。
Don't think you are baptized by accident.
不是我们找到他。
It's not that we found God.
其实是他借着圣灵引导我们来回到他的家里边去。
Actually, God inspired us to come home.
所以上帝早在天上在家里为你预备好了你的家产。
And so God has prepared an inheritance for you.
所以今天我们受洗的时候
，Today when we are becoming baptized,
天上的使者都要跟我们一起欢乐。
The choirs in heaven will be rejoiceful.
在座的弟兄姊妹，我们要一同的欢喜快乐。
All of us should be joyful.
这个等会儿我们要演节目。
Later we will have some performances.
这个我们演节目的时候，弟兄姊妹很紧张。
Some of us are very nervous.
我说不要紧张。
And I say, do not be nervous.
我们现在是过年嘛。
We are celebrating.
我们现在是回家嘛。
We are going home.
我们现在是高兴嘛。
We are being happy.
你干嘛那么紧张
？Why are you so nervous?
是不是好像你在上面这个要正式演一个什么节目？
It's nothing official.
其实我们大家一同欢喜快乐嘛。
Let us be joyful.
这个今天有一个比较特殊的节目。
Today we have a very special performance.
是我们这个今年九月份去以色列的这些弟兄姊妹回来，他们要给大家献唱一首希伯来的歌。
From our brothers and sisters who visited Israel, they will sing an Israeli song.
那么这个，所以等会儿唱这首歌的时候。
And when we sing this song,
我就邀请大家一起站起来，大家一起唱。
I welcome everyone to sing with us.
然后，如果你喜欢的话，我们就一块儿欢呼跳舞。
If you like, we can all be joyful.
跳舞很难跳吗
？Is it hard to dance?
其实我从来没有跳过舞。
I never studied.
没有人教过我。
Nobody taught me.
我到了以色列，我在那个以色列那个船上，我就跳舞。
When I was on the boat in Israel, I danced.
可能很难看吗
？Maybe I looked silly.
五十多岁的人跳舞好像狗熊出动。
A 50-year-old dancing looks very silly.
没有关系的。
It doesn't matter.
因为我们欢喜快乐。
Because we are joyful.
因为我们把真实的爱表现在我们的上帝面前。
Because we show our love to God.
因为我们真实的爱表现在我们弟兄姊妹中间。
Because we show our love to our brothers and sisters.
让神的爱在我们中间真实的表现出来。
That God's love can be shown with us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们回家了。
So we will go home.
这是神应许用立约的方式应许给我们的。
This is God's promise for us.
他怕我们不相信。
He's afraid that we will not believe.
他怕我们觉得你就是随便说说，到了时候你不认我怎么办
？He's afraid that we will not take him seriously.
所以上帝用法律的层面来应许我们。
And so he promised it to us with the law.
在这个 legal 的 level 里面
，with the legal procedure,
让我们得着
上帝儿子的名分。
That we can receive the name of His Son.
所以今天我们的弟兄姊妹要受洗。
And so today some of our brothers and sisters will be baptized.
其实就是一个法律上的立约。
Actually, it is a legal procedure.
上帝要把我们因着罪而失去的天国子民的身份还给我们。
God will return to us our inheritance as the Son of God.
上帝要把我们儿子的名分还给我们。
God will make us His Son.
那么这是一个法律上的程序。
And this is a legal procedure.
这个就好像你爱澳洲吗？
Just like, if you love Australia.
那么你喜欢成为澳洲公民吗？
Do you want to become an Australian citizen?
如果澳洲政府也欢迎你，
If the Australian government welcomes you,
这个时候中间要立一个约，
And you must sign a contract.
那么澳洲政府给你一个移民的法律，
The Australian government will tell you the Australian law.
然后你要在那里在他的法律面前庄严宣誓，
And you will say.
那么这个时候呢，这个法律就成功了。
And then the law will be binding.
那么这时候你住在澳洲就没有人可以说话。
And now you become an Australian citizen.
你理所当然要住在澳洲吗？
Because you belong here.
因为你已经在法律上成为澳洲的公民。
Because you have become an Australian citizen.
所以这个就是我们在上帝面前受洗立约的那个意义。
And so this is what a baptism means.
将来有一天你上天堂吗？
One day you will go to heaven.
你说上天堂，你说我是个好人，上帝我一定能去。
You say, I am a good person, God will accept me.
上帝说不行。
God says, not good enough.
你说我很有宗教行为，我读过圣经。
God says, if you say I'm very religious, I read the Bible.
上帝说不行。
God says, not good enough.
你没有跟我立过约。
You did not make a covenant with me.
那么在非常非常非常偶然的情况下，
In some very special circumstance,
没有受洗的人，神也让你上天堂。
God will allow those who have not been baptized.
我常常说那个叫难民。
I say that they are refugees.
Yeah, 这个难民不是经常可以发生的。
Are not regular.
当我们正常的情况下，
under normal circumstances,
我们要立约来归向他。